Good afternoon. Good afternoon. If you are hearing my voice, you know that you are listening live to the greatest neo soul show, classic hip hop, all of those combined in one. That's right. You guys are listening to the new Soul Cypher. And of course, it's your girl, MJ. I've been missing in action for a little bit, but I'm back. And, of course, I'm going to bring you 30 minutes of commercial-free music powered by nexttothel.com. And we're going to go right ahead and just get kicked off into True Love by Ricchetti. This is the new Soul Cypher.
Check it out, you got me mesmerized with your brown eyes and your beautiful smile. Street poetry is my everyday, but every step you take, I hope you pass my way. Maybe in another time I'll give you a try, but if you knew trouble, man, you might pass me by. Like I'm brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. What about Ghanaian? You know, far from basic. Brooklyn girls, you know we keep it fresh and real. I'm a pretty little something on a New York street, but this is how I represent over this here beat. Yeah, you took me out. Texas on your mind for the whole damn route. Your mind was in a frenzy in a horny state, but I couldn't drop down cause you couldn't relate. Slow it down. I met the dude from Philly and he said that we should kick it. Smoke the L and reminisce about our past season. I smoked a cigar and he choked my on the weekend. Making all these promises will drive me crazy. Wondering if my pride got me feeling too strong. Far too long, maybe I'm wrong. The abstract is really so nice. The character is a man never ever might. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of love. And it ain't nothing nice. It ain't nothing nice. Break it down like this then. Break it down like this then.
True love is hard to find.
Never doubt it. You better think about it. about it.
That's right. I can see your halo. I wish I could see his halo, but until then, we're going to get back into the 3 minutes of music. Of course, this is your girl, the one and only MJ. You are listening to the new Soul Cypher. What you just heard was the L Halo. Prior to that, you heard Think About It by the one and only S9V, and we kicked off the show with True Love by Ricchetti. Right now, we're about to get back into this 30 minutes of commercial-free music brought to you by nexttothel.com. Coming up next, we have That's Life by Lydia Renee.
Realize I'll be just fine.
I'm looking at the stars, looking for some good timing,
some good conversation.
The night's just beginning.
Gonna make your body move
with no hesitation.
Hop on a rocking body,
super brand new groove. Introduce your body
to the sound that makes you move.
You can call it the body groove, but the ground is sexy. So if you're feeling me, stop waiting on the green light and let me make your body move.
Let me make your body move.
Down, the spot is jumping, about expressing up your body. I can tell you're feeling me, yeah. I wanna vibe, vibe up your energy, body groove your body to the beat. I wanna see you out on the dance floor, moving your feet, yeah, for me, yeah. I wanna vibe off your energy till I see your body moving, moving, baby, just for me.
Promise to walk with you for the rest of my life.
Right, what you just heard was "The One" by Elijah Bland himself. We just had some great, great smooth singers just come on. Well, I'd rather say smooth music. Like I said, that was "The One" by Elijah Bland. Prior to that, you heard "Groove Your Body" by Liddell Williams. He was our guest last week. Big shout out to Liddell for coming in and taking time and just chit-chatting it up with us here at the New Soul Cypher. We appreciate you. We love your music, and definitely keep doing what you do. Because, like you said, that is something that will be on his quote-unquote Netflix and chill. And speaking of Q, coming up next, in a little, I want to say about maybe less than 10 minutes, those voices, well, I shouldn't say those voices. Let me just give the one voice, because T. Mitch is out of the country celebrating his birthday, which is tomorrow. But, you know, big shout out to T. Mitch. Happy early birthday. But, yes, you'll hear that voice, the man who brings soulgasm to life on this show. That's right. Q Man will be on here. And, of course, MJ is going to stay on with him and just see what's going on and get you guys going. Today we have a great, great show lined up. We have a special guest coming in today with us. Her name is Jackie Vinson. I'm not going to give you too much right now about her, but just know that she brings so much soul and so much blues to the New Soul Cypher. But let's get back into this 30 minutes of commercial-free music. Right now we have "Love Drunk" by Al Chauncey.
Let's go. Hey. You know I want it. Ain't no reason to pretend I don't. The perfect poison for my veins, so let it burn some more. Sweating rivers got me feeling like a overdose. Addicted to your kisses. Addicted to your kisses.
I'm baby driver for this. I just might call up Uber for this, cause she's super patron. Got it going on. Always right, yo, she ain't never wrong. My horn needs those, yeah, my EVO. Back to back shot to the early morn. Tequila and lime juice, now I'm gone. High as a kite, hit a no-fly zone.
I can't help myself, can't do nothing. I'm lost and guilty, baby. I can't help myself, can't do nothing. I'm lost and guilty, baby. Yeah, feeling tipsy, tipsy. Feeling risky, risky. Back to me. Hey, so would you hear me again? Yeah, I'm feeling tipsy, tipsy. Feeling risky, risky. Back to me. Woo, would you hear me again?
I was wondering if sometimes, somehow, somewhere, you can feel me. Some shadows of you, some men from the top that I met in my heart, in my back, my spot, yeah. Ooh, I shouldn't play with my sensitive heartbeat, nah, nah, nah. Now the rhythm of my life under pressure, need your healing to avoid the suffocation, yeah. Too much. Ooh, now the love of my life is gone, and I'm waiting for the final gun. Come and please give me the last shot. Don't need to grieve if your mind just fell apart. Don't need to wait if someone lives in your heart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Gun, 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 gun. I'm sorry for all this misunderstanding.
Gun, 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 gun.
Forget you, no love like this before you. Forgive me, believe me.
As I sit
That, ladies and gentlemen, is tonight's guest. But right now, I'm going to bring in that voice, the one who brings soulgasm to the new Soul Cypher. Q, you ready?
Of course.
Okay.
And good Saturday afternoon, everyone.
Saturday? I thought today was Sunday.
I'm eating cookies, so I get a little confused. We are live on a Sunday, thanks to MJ and T. Mitch and their fantastic times of availability. And I hope that you are enjoying the smoothness of my voice this afternoon as we are about to deliver to you 60 minutes of Neo Soulgasm. So, MJ, is there no T. Mitch this week?
There's no T. Mitch this week. T. Mitch has decided to up and leave and go to Montreal.
Ah.
Yeah.
I see.
So, it is just you and I.
Wow.
This should be interesting.
Yeah, it should. I was under the impression that he would find a way to do it anyway.
No, he said no and decided to leave his phone in whatever location he is staying in and decided to go ahead and just be phone free.
Okay.
And left everything up to us.
All right. Wow.
So, how are you, though? How are you? How was your
day? I'm doing pretty good. doing very well. Good. Preparing for my trip to Atlanta. For all of you out there, I will be in Atlanta the weekend of June 9th, promoting my book, The Dirty Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have some big things in store. So, just
I'm
getting ready for that.
Can you just give me a brief synopsis of The Dirty Circle?
The Dirty Circle is about an individual, a detective, Roger Merritt, who is a very good detective, and discovers that his wife is seeing someone, and instead of him confronting her, he decides to use his fantastic abilities to figure out who it is. But when that trail leads him towards his circle of friends, he begins to unravel. So.
Whoa. That sounds like some tea.
You never read my book, The Dirty Circle?
I've never read your book.
You. You are unbelievable. You know that?
My apologies. I just haven't had the chance. I mean, now that the semester is over, I have every intention on picking up several different books. So, The Dirty Circle will be
one of them.
Just so
you know, recently, a gentleman from the New York Times called The Dirty Circle fantastic. And for all of you wondering about that, his name and his quote will be put up within the next week. See, we're doing some things here.
We are. We're doing really big things here. Really big things. I'm just excited. Like I said, I am going to pick it up and I'm going to read it. We'll see. We'll see how things go with Rita's book.
Just so you know, I know that we have a lot of things on today. You know, T. Mitch does most of the work. So look, hey.
See, today I'm going to be T. Man, and you're going to be T. Mitch.
Oh God. No. I got my brown sugar oatmeal chips and my orangeade. I was prepared to be snacking while he did all the work.
okay, because I have snacks too. I have my White Castle. So you can go right ahead. Although it's
unbelievable.
I'll be talking today. So I came prepared to be you. And you can be him.
Wow. That's unbelievable. So I understand we have a guest today.
We do. Her name is Jackie Venson, and she is a blues guitarist. So I'm very, very excited to have her. Yeah, we just played one of her songs, Endless War, to close out the 30 minutes of music. And I'm really interested to have her come on. I want to know several things. I'm going to leave those questions, though, because I just want to know several things. Like,
good.
You guys will see. Just keep listening. Don't want to give too much away. Yes.
So, what? Anything interesting going on with you? No, I'm going to, but no, not yet.
No. No, I mean, everything is going well. I'm very excited. Like I said, the semester is over. I did great, despite the many stresses of wanting to pull my hair out, being a full-time student and a full-time employee. But other than that, things are great. Things are great. I had a great time last night with some friends. We went to Frames in NYC. If you guys have never been to Frames, I think you guys should go ahead and check that out. It's a great bowling alley. It's a great, fun way to just unwind with friends, get some drinks, make some bets, have people walk down the bowling alley itself, catwalk because they lost.
And where is it?
It's in New York. It's called Frames. It's near Port Authority. It's on 42nd Street, 42nd and 9th. Well, 40th and 9th. I could be wrong. Sorry, guys. But yeah, it was great. I'm out celebrating pre-birthday. So once again, big shout out to T. Mitch. His birthday is tomorrow. And big shout out to my sister Leah. Her birthday is on Friday the 27th. And big shout out to my little friend Janae. She's going to be 5 on Friday. So big shout out to those two people,
birthday.
Those Geminis. Right. T. Mitch and my sister Leah are actually pretty good friends. I don't know how I feel about that because they try to double team me sometimes with this Gemini thing they have going on. But it's great.
That's funny.
It's great.
Well, I'm a Leo in the jungle, so.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Can't get into this stuff.
Oh, my. So we do have a couple of things to talk about because tonight is the Billboard Awards. So,
the White Man Awards.
We will not. I'm hoping that we don't have to do the hashtag Billboard So White, but you guys will see what the hashtag will be next week after we watch it. Hugh, are you going to watch it?
You know what? Because I know that you want me to, I'm going to record it and watch it.
I think you should watch it live.
Well,
no.
What difference does it make?
I mean, you'll be able to be abreast of everything at that moment. Like, you're going to watch it so late. I feel like you're not even going to watch it until next week, Saturday.
No, I would watch
prior
it
to the
tomorrow.
Show.
I would watch it tomorrow. Well, you know what? It depends on what time it's over.
Okay. That's fine. I'll take that. As long as you watch it. That's all I...
No.
I want to... No, as long as you watch it, I'll be fine with that.
Because you know I don't want to.
I'll be absolutely
okay.
Right.
I'll do it.
But thank you. Much appreciated. See, guys, I don't bully these people around. I don't bully Q-Man and T-Mitch around. So despite what you've heard in the past, that doesn't happen. It does it. But
yeah.
I do have some I do have some things coming off of the producers that's coming up shortly, though. But but yeah, so we can actually go ahead and get into that right now. If you guys have not heard, or not if you haven't heard, but everyone should know that May 21st was Christopher Wallace, Notorious B.I.G.'s birthday. He would have been 44. And this year, Diddy and everyone with Bad Boy, they went ahead and did a Bad Boy reunion. And it really actually circled around Big, which was great. But you had everyone from Bad Boy there. They had a big concert at Barclays. So you had everyone from Diddy himself to Faith Evans, 112, Lil' Kim, Total, Carl Thomas, The Lox, Lil' C, Black Glob. I mean, we had all of these people here, and I'm feeling like my friends and family did not love me enough to get me tickets. Because I would have so have wanted to be here to, like, just relive those 90s moments, because I think that's really what that would have been for me.
Is it over?
I mean, it was on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was on Saturday. They had some really good good songs up there. Like I said, they took it back. So, I mean, Total was up there. Carl Thomas was up there. Lil' Kim was up there. And despite what people may say about how she looks now or whatever, she is still the queen bee. I will love Lil' Kim until the day I die. That's just how I feel about that. But yeah. So, Q, can you give me one of your favorite Biggie songs?
All of them.
Because his birthday was the 21st. All of them. Okay.
He's my favorite. He's actually my favorite rapper.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I love all Biggie songs. That's my guy.
Well, where were you when you heard your first Biggie song?
When I heard my first Biggie song,
Biggie song that you...
Oh, I know it was Juicy. And I think I heard it at the Peppermint Lounge in East Orange. I'm really aging myself right now, but... Because that was a long time ago. But yes, I was at the Peppermint Lounge when I heard my first Biggie song. Long time ago.
Whew.
Man.
Love it. You sound like you just had a flashback.
Yeah, I sure did. I definitely did. Good times. That's when you know you're old, when a lot of places that you used to frequent aren't around anymore.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I could say that. Well, not technically, but there are some places that I like that are no longer, they're no longer around. But we won't get into that, because that'll just definitely show the big age gap between you and I right now. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. The first time I've heard Biggie, my late brother was actually a really big Biggie and Tupac fan. So I'd say I heard Juicy. Juicy was definitely the first song I heard. But I was, I want to say, in my bedroom playing with my Barbie dolls and heard my brother blasting Biggie. So I ended up learning the words to the song. And to this day, some friends and I will go to... have gone actually to a local bar in Union and have played Juicy and have had the entire bar sing the entire song with us. So it's just awesome. And Biggie, I love the fact that, you know, to this day, his music still lives on and his legacy still lives on and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Biggie. I mean, he couldn't do any wrong with me. So.
There were some rumors that he was trying to leave Bad Boy, but we won't dig too much into that because I don't want to get messy right now. I don't want to cause our listeners to send us some angry tweets like, that did not happen, or, you know, I don't want to do any of that stuff. Not at all.
How nice of you.
I know, I'm a nice person. See, this is good. This is nice. We're good, right? We're behaving nicely. T. Mitch would be proud. Also, we do have we have some moguls that are coming out, some music moguls like Snoop Dogg, Jermaine Dupri, Birdman, Dame and Dash, T.I. They have a show called Music Moguls, I think I'm naming it wrong. I think I'm giving it the wrong name. Excuse me for that. But it's actually out, and I'm going to actually look at it. I'm going to watch it because it shows everything from how they built their empire. So from the labels to the music to the artists that they have. And so I'm interested to see that, especially Snoop Dogg and Dame and Dash. I'm really trying to look into that.
Interesting. I didn't know you were that deep.
If you got a chance to know me, Q, you would know these things. But see, it's okay. You'll learn today. You'll learn. Don't worry, you'll learn. But you will learn today. Don't worry. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really interested to see how, like I said, how their empires were built and things. I'm a big T.I. fan. I love T.I. I love T.I.P. I love Tip, whatever you want to call him. I love him.
Really?
I do. I love T.I. Wholeheartedly, I do. I'm a big fan. T.I., if you're listening, okay. I'm a big fan. If I have any T.I. fans out there, go ahead and send me a tweet at soul_produced. I'll be sure to respond back if you do. But yeah, I'm interested to see that. I'm really interested. I haven't been following up with my Chasing Destiny with Kelly Rowland, but it's okay. I will definitely get back into that because I want to keep you guys abreast of what's going on there. I want to keep you guys abreast of who the winners are and what group to be on the lookout for. So we'll see. Q, don't get quiet. This is you.
Oh.
You are supposed to be T. Mitch. I should be you. Let me go get my White Castle right now.
I'm trying to eat these oatmeal chips, and you messing it up.
Oh, man. But are you ready for tonight's guest? I'm ready for tonight's guest. I'm hoping that she'll just blow us away. Her music has already blown me away, so I'm just really excited to just chat with her and see what inspires her and why she chose the instrument that she chose, or did the instrument choose her? A lot of times we have people who play like instruments and they'll be like, you know, I like this or I like that, but sometimes you get those artists who just say the instrument chose me, and it's just some connection that you have there. You can kind of also tell the artist who I like to say the instrument chose them because you kind of feel more passion when they play, and you just kind of see it if you ever get a chance to see them play live. Not to discredit any other artists who play an instrument, but I don't play an instrument. I used to play the piano. I gave it up. But
really?
Yeah. I used to play.
Huh.
I tell you, Q, you will learn a lot today. You will learn a lot today.
That's interesting.
Yes, I used to play a very, very long time ago, and then I just gave it up. I shouldn't have, though, but I did. Have you ever played an instrument? Could you play an instrument?
You'll never get me to say that on air, but yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What instrument was that?
We're not going to get into that.
Was it a horn? I just want to know what family it was in. That's all.
No, because you'll figure it out, and I'm not messing with you like that. Just know that.
Like to know.
Just all I'm gonna say is apparently my mom felt that I wasn't getting beat up enough in grade school, so.
I just hope it wasn't the triangle. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, it wasn't.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. That's all I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that, but it was bad.
This seems like a conversation we need to have off air as soon as the show is over, because I need to know what that was. I absolutely need to know. I think our listeners would like to know, but it's okay, guys. Y'all don't have to. You guys can keep listening today, but I'll be sure to bring it back to you. I won't hide it. I'll share the tea.
Unbelievable.
Don't worry. I'll share the tea.
Please change the subject.
I will. I was just about to ask you, do you have anything on your mind? Like, what's going on?
After you got that one out of me, huh? So it's supposed to be very hot this week.
We are not about to talk about the weather as if this is some generic conversation.
I'm just saying, it's supposed to be 85. I just figured I'd point that out.
Thank you so very much. Under your belt, we can now add Q, the meteorologist. Thank you
there
so
you go.
Much.
What would my name be if I was a meteorologist?
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking Thunder Rod Taylor or something like that. What do you think?
I'd like to say,
See, you feel torn because you don't want to say you like Thunder Rod, and I get that.
I like Thunder Q. I don't like Thunder Rod. I like Thunder Q. No?
Okay. Yeah, that could work, but, you know,
okay.
Thunder Rod, you know, has a better ring to
Thunder
it.
Why Thunder Rod?
Well,
Thunder
you know, Rod. Keeps them guessing. You know.
Thunder Rod, okay.
That's a great name.
I disagree. I'd like to disagree.
You just
but
like to disagree, that's all.
I do like to disagree with you. Just for giggles, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we're about to go ahead and get into this some of the music that we have from tonight's guest. So, like I said, we played Endless War to close off these 30 minutes of music. Now we're going to go into two of tonight's artist songs. So right now, we're going to go ahead and bring you Always Free by Jackie Vinson, followed by another Jackie Vinson song, of course, Next Life. This is the new Soul Cypher. We'll be right back.
I live in a little house on the side of the street, where the grass is dead but they water the concrete. In the summer I watch the people float by, in the winter I watch them weep and cry. I live in a little house on the side of the street. I live in a little house on the side of the road, where the people starve just to feed their cars and boats. In the fall, the men, they stop and shout. In the spring, the women frolic about. I live in a little house on the side of the road. Oh, wonder why. Why the grass is always greener on the other side. In the day they go to work and wait. In the night they drink their fears away. I live in a place where the people are.
See you in the next life.
Tell me what you think about that. Tell me what you think about that. I love it. I love it. I love her sound. I love her music. I just love the fact that she's a guitarist. This is definitely different. I love it. I'm excited. That's why you get all of this. I'm excited. Q, are you not excited? All right. I guess Q decided that
he is going to
eat.
No. I always mute myself with the songs on top of your mute. That's all that was. I was saying it's always a little more exciting for me when the person is so talented that, you know, they play an instrument on top of, you know, what we normally get. You know, we normally get people with great voices, but it's always great when someone also has an extra level of talent, which is what we're seeing here. So, you know, but
absolutely.
I mean, everything is bigger in Texas, so, you know.
Right. Her sound is definitely big, and her music is big as well. So, without any further delay, the New Soul Cypher presents to you our first blues guitarist, Miss Jackie Vinson.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Hey, how's everything?
Everything's great.
Why are you laughing at us?
Oh, I'm just having a great day.
Well, that's good. Hey, great days are good.
Yeah, I literally just got done getting a massage. I feel great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to get ready for this interview. I'm going to get a massage. And it's funny because it was my friend who gave me a massage, and he had the hot tub. He gave me, like, the full spa treatment. He was like, you want to soak in the hot tub and then get your massage? I was like, yes. Yes, I do.
Uh-oh, MJ.
I need friends like that.
Right? Oh, don't we all?
I need friends like
that.
Oh,
man. There might be a song in her repertoire about that friend, MJ.
Yes. It'll be called Spa Treatment.
Well, we are glad to have you on. And MJ, I'm sure, will be doing most of the questioning. Am I right, MJ?
Well, I'm super happy to be on and super grateful. Thanks for having me.
Of course,
no
of course. We're glad to have you. Should we jump
Absolutely.
Right in, MJ? Would you like
we
to
can
go
definitely
first?
Jump
well.
In. However, what I'm going to do, in keeping with true T. Mitch fashion, T. Mitch doesn't hold back with questions. I'm going to try not to hold back with questions. So in that spirit of things, I think we need to do a safe word.
Okay. I don't know. You're going to find that I don't really have many boundaries.
Okay.
At all, really. I don't have boundaries. So let's just do it.
Oh, MJ,
if
there's no boundaries, then jump right into the friend that hot tubs and massages her.
Yes, his phone number is... I'm kidding. Oh, man.
Well, whoever that friend is, please be sure to send them to New Jersey so MJ can get a hot tub massage as well. Like.
Will do. It's first on my list of things to do.
You're awesome. But let's just get into things. So earlier I was saying how we have artists that come on who have played the who played different instruments. Like we've had someone who came on and played the violin. I just wanted to know if you chose the instrument or did the instrument in some way choose you?
Well, I actually, the first instrument I played was piano, and I played that instrument for 15 years. And that, I didn't choose that instrument, and it didn't choose me either. My parents chose it, but it's okay because I was a kid, and it's hard for kids to make choices, and I ended up really falling in love with it. But then after college, I just kind of drifted away from it all through college, and I didn't really play it anymore after college, but I still had this thing that, this urge to play an instrument, and so that's what kind of inspired me to pick up a new instrument. So I actually did choose the guitar, absolutely.
Wow.
Awesome. That's great. And how long have you been playing?
I've been playing guitar for 5 years now.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
It's
been a
definitely
crazy ride.
Okay. I can imagine going from one instrument to the other, but I mean, it's all good. It doesn't sound like you've been playing for 5 years. It sounds like you've been playing for a lifetime. I love your music. I just love the sound. I love the style. My next question is what inspires you to write the songs that you write? Like, are you inspired by love? Are you inspired by people or, you know, just anything? What inspires you to write the music that you write?
Well, kind of all of the above. You know, I am inspired by love because love is kind of the source for everything. But to be less vague, I really just like to draw from things I've experienced. When I was younger, I didn't experience a lot of things. So a lot of the songs I wrote were actually kind of stories I had made up.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I just didn't really have any experiences, but I really, really wanted to write. And so some of my younger songs, like when I was in my teens, are kind of about that. But lately, I've just been writing about the things that I've been going through or things that I've observed in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll jump in. If that's all right with MJ.
That's okay, Q. Go right ahead.
I know that I have to ask first. Before I ask you my question, first I want to point out MJ, because MJ also played the piano, but she gave up. So I just wanted to point that out to MJ.
The tone of voice in which you said that. She gave up.
I did not necessarily give up.
There's
got
to be more to the story than that.
There is. You tell him one thing,
but,
and he just runs with it in another direction.
I'm going to ask my question, but I just wanted to point out that our guest didn't quit on hers. But listen, okay, bye. What I wanted to ask you was, you have a very unique sound, so I was curious as to who your musical. I've been eating too many cookies, so I'm having trouble forming words today. Who your inspirations were growing up? Whose music made you move and sing and the most, and that you couldn't get enough of?
Honest to God, Disney, dude. Disney movies.
Wow.
Disney music. Disney. Like Aladdin is nothing like Lion King. And Lion King is nothing like Beauty of the Beast, and Beauty of the Beast is nothing like Aristocats. Like, Disney music was everything to me until I was, like, 14. And, you know, if you think about it, like, just like they have the best animators and the best everything, they have the best arrangers, they have the best singers. Like, Disney music is legit, man. It might be about goofy things, but the only reason why it's about goofy things is because it's having to go along with a storyline. If you listen to the musical content of Disney music, it's incredible. These are the best musicians in the world creating this music. And yeah, it's made for kids, but that's not taking away from the depth of it. You know, those people arranging for Disney, they're experienced in the things that they're arranging for. They get different arrangers for different movies. Like, you know, Hans Zimmer and Elton John and Ladysmith Black Mambazo did Lion King, whereas they just got a bunch of jazz cats to do Aristocats. And it's like, dude, Disney was everything for me.
Wow. How about that, MJ? Isn't that interesting?
I'm loving it. I love it. I'm a
but
big
lately,
Disney
when
person,
I got older,
I mean,
yeah, Disney music's awesome. Who doesn't like
it? Is.
Is there anybody on Earth who doesn't have one Disney movie that they love? Just
true.
One.
Very
and
true.
It's usually the music. The music's incredible. It mm-hmm. really is. And it's only cheesy because it's accompanied by a cartoon. It's not cheesy because it's cheesy. It's cheesy because, like, you know, they have the cartoon characters and, you know, it just,
mm-hmm.
it's associated. But I actually don't think it's cheesy. I think The Lion King is epic.
The Lion King is my favorite Disney movie.
Lion King
it might
is
be mine also.
Epic, man. Epic. Well, do you remember Tarzan? Oh my God!
Yes.
Tarzan's music is incredible. I love Tarzan's music. Go listen to that music again. You know, like somewhere something is calling for me. Ah, oh, great song, man. A great song. Disney's everything, and Tarzan sounds nothing like The Lion King. Like every single movie had like a complete different musical package, and I think
that's
that really
cool.
super rubbed off on me.
A lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then later on, it was like Whitney Houston because of the uniqueness of her voice and the power, and then Stevie Wonder because of like how he was just one person creating all these different songs, and I really liked this woman named Shoshana Bean. She was a Broadway singer,
mm-hmm.
and she has these pipes, man. But this was after I had had years of listening to Disney. Like Disney gave me the ability to even recognize that these people were extraordinary. It's like music listening is something that you have to grow up doing. You learn how to listen to music, and Disney taught me how to listen to music because it accompanied with a cartoon, you know, it kept my attention, and great.
Wow. What an answer. What an answer.
Right.
That is great.
My next question, I mean, with that being said, my next question is simply, why blues? I mean, you've had so many like inspirations from Disney. I mean, there were some blues songs in Disney. There were some great jazz songs. You covered an array of different musical styles and genres, of course, with Disney being your biggest or one of your inspirations. Then you covered Whitney Houston and different things. So what made you decide to do blues?
Well, honestly, I don't just do blues. The first song that you played was Always Free. That was blues. But then the second song that you played was Next Life. That wasn't blues. You think Stevie Ray Vaughan is going to go and sing Next Life? No. Stevie Ray Vaughan is all blues all the time. And I'm not speaking against him. I'm just saying that if you're talking about an artist that only does blues, you're talking about Stevie Ray Vaughan, you're talking about Buddy Guy, and they're not going to go sing Next Life. They're not going to go and sing, you know, songs like Endless War is another one of my songs. So, honestly, I don't just do blues. And then even larger than that, blues is like the source genre for all modern music, all American music. So it's like, in the same way that
Absolutely.
I don't do blues, the same way that Disney doesn't do blues. So like that
mm-hmm.
Lion King, all of that music in The Lion King is based in blues. The only stuff that's truly African about it is the drums. But like
mm-hmm.
the melodies, chord progressions and everything, that is all blues. Everything in the Aristocats, jazz started off as blues. Rock started off as blues.
Mm-hmm.
Everything started off as blues. So I didn't choose blues. Blues is everything. So it's like, you don't choose blues. Everybody does blues. You can't not do it.
Gotcha.
Unless you do classical music or like Gregorian chants or like old Asian like string music. Unless you're playing any of those genres, you're playing blues. Like, so I didn't choose blues. Blues is the only thing to do. And sometimes I do stuff that's really bluesy, like Always Free, and then sometimes I stray really far away from blues, like Next Life. But for the most part, you know, it's like, it's the only thing to do these days.
Well, all right. MJ, may I one more time?
Absolutely.
Have one more? Okay, now we get in
ahead.
Trouble. Now we get in trouble. Okay, so if you could perform one song in front of a million people, there's a big concert, several artists, a million people are coming, literally.
Yeah.
You can
only
do. Right. You can only perform one of your songs. Which one would you perform and why?
I'm going to think about that for literally 5 seconds.
Okay.
Always free. Always free. Because I play it with my band, and it's super groovy the way they play it, and I love playing that song with them.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I really like the message. And
okay.
also, it's a hooky melody. And so there's a chance that a percentage of those million people will remember it and then find me later, and then maybe I'll be able to pack a stadium somewhere else that fits less than a million people. It would be a business decision as much as a statement.
Interesting.
You know, I want to make a statement, and I want to like tell people what I'm all about, but at the same time, mm-hmm. you know, I want to walk away with some kind of gain from that, because you know I like to perpetuate being able to play music. It's not about money as much as it is about being able to continue to play music for the rest of my life. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm going to choose a song that people that a larger audience is going to be able to digest and understand. And then when that percentage of the people from that million that heard that song come to other shows of mine, then I'll start laying out all my other stuff that's a little bit pettier.
Mm, okay.
You just got to capture
like
them first. You got to capture them first.
That's
and then
right.
Then you can start showing them who you really are. But first, you got to capture them. And Always Free is the song that really captures me the best, I think.
Gotcha. MJ, that's my motto when I meet women, too. You know, you got to capture them first. And then you show them who you really are. That's exactly what I do. Capture them first. And then you tell them.
I'm sorry,
who you really
it sounds,
are.
That just sounds borderline creepy. And I'm sorry to say. It just does. I'm sorry to throw you under the bus, man.
Why?
It just sounds
Why?
You know what? I appreciate your honesty. I love it. I don't just appreciate it. I love it.
There you go.
We will not be into this right now.
It's back to you, MJ. But yeah, at first, I love them
it's
all.
It's okay. I kind of take the same approach. I like to capture them in.
There
I
you
like
go.
To capture them.
There you go. Worry
oh
about who
Lock
are really
them in a cage. Lock them in a cage and throw away the key. I like to capture them.
There you go.
We will not. So I'm going to have to just flip this really quickly because.
You have to change the direction this train is going in.
Please. So, yes, because the train is going to catch some people and things, and we don't want that right now.
The train is going to catch people and things, and we don't want to do that.
No, not right now, right now.
That's
one
funny.
Thing I did notice you say was that oh man, it was just a moment ago. So you guys have me thinking about catching people and capturing them. See, I can't do this with you guys.
So
right
locking them in a cage.
Right. But one thing that happens with artists is that if they're great, they leave a legacy. And so what legacy do you want to leave behind? Like, what is it that you want your music and your work to say about the life that you've lived?
That I worked hard and that I really did everything I could to love and forgive myself for any mistakes, and that I really did my best to share that love and forgiveness with everyone else.
Nice.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
We're all humans, and life is hard, and I mess up a lot, and people around me mess up a lot, and I find I have the easiest time forgiving other people, but the hardest time forgiving myself, and it's madness. It's like, if you can forgive other people, why can't you forgive yourself? And you know, I work on that, and I have to work on it every single day I open my eyes. I have to work on it, and I write about it, and I just try and live it, and I just want that to be known.
Wow.
That's great. I must say that, Jackie, you have lasted and you have successfully gotten through an entire interview with Q-Man and myself with no safe words. And capturing men. See, that's what I'm going to take from this right now. I'm going to go ahead and capture
The most important thing is that we throw away the key. That's the most important thing.
There you go.
See, this is what happens. I'm just going to leave that alone. But...
are you guys crazy? I'm serious. I did a podcast interview on this podcast called Double Toasted. Those guys have no boundaries. This was like G-rated. I've been trained in the Double Toasted battleground.
Wow.
And so you abandon all boundaries when you go on Double Toasted. That's all I have to say. But that's what makes it great. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We
need to get a little bit more. Okay, I see what you're doing there, Jackie. It's all right. For all of our next artists, you guys can blame Jackie Vinson.
Yes, it's about to get double toasted up in here. You're all
for the lack
welcome.
Of boundaries that are going to happen.
Yes. Oh yes. I just challenged you. Yes. Challenge accepted. I think you think.
I do believe so.
They keep me on a leash here, so you know.
Well, no worries. Needless to say, I mean, at the same time, I really appreciated you guys' questions. They were a lot deeper than what I'm used to, and you know that was a different kind of boundary. Just because we're not talking about gross things doesn't mean boundaries can't be crossed. Sometimes you can cross soul boundaries. Sometimes you can cross like interpersonal boundaries. So, like, yeah, you guys opened up the spiritual boundaries, and that's rad. And I think you should stick with that.
Cool.
That's rad.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Rad. I love it.
Well,
I love it.
Gotta be you. You don't gotta be gross to be you, but you can be gross every now and then. It's funny, you know.
That's right.
It's so funny to be gross sometimes. It's so funny.
Well,
you guys.
MJ, we got 3 minutes left.
Oh my god. I know.
Oh my god.
Jackie, it's been great having you on the show. We are definitely going to be looking out for more music from you. Tell everybody where they can find Jackie Vinson and her music.
Oh, my website, Jackie Vinson, V as in Victor, ENSON.com. JackieVinson.com.
Awesome.
All right.
So, Jackie, once again, thank you so much for being on with us.
Yes.
Thanks so much for having me. Seriously, it's an honor.
Awesome.
Oh, we appreciate that.
You go ahead and finish enjoying your spa treatment from your spa guy over there.
Flash friend, yes.
All right, you
exactly.
Take care. We will be in touch.
All right, sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes.
She was awesome.
Yeah, she was.
Definitely was awesome. I love it. I love the energy. I love the music. I love everything. She's awesome.
Pretty good show. I don't know. Pretty good show without T. Mitch.
I'm not. T. Mitch will be back next week. Because I don't think MJ is built for this all the way.
I don't know.
There will be no rumors.
Fantastic show without T. Mitch. Start your tweets.
No. T. Mitch will be back next week because MJ will definitely be going back to the behind the scenes for now.
Unless you guys enjoyed this show and you don't think he needs to come back.
You said it. I did not say it. We love you, T. Mitch. Happy early birthday.
Q, you got away with no QT with the Q man. However,
you can do all letters, yo. MJQ, baby. I'm just saying.
Q, take us out of here, please.
For MJ and myself, we want to thank our wonderful guest. She was fantastic. And make sure you check her out. We will be back next week, and we will try to do better. We will have T. Mitch maybe send you tweets. Until then, take care of yourself. Enjoy this week. It's going to be fantastic. Hit the beach. Do whatever you got to do. Get the sales. And we will see you next week. We are out of here.
Good night, guys.